Hey, 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 my friends. I hope you had an awesome weekend and that you had enough time to think about and reflect upon the things that I shared in the last episode where we had part one of how to start your wealth creation journey. And for those of you who haven't heard it, just go ahead, pause this episode, listen to episode number 56 before you start listening to this episode, otherwise you'll be really lost. So the topic of today is jumpstarting your wealth creation story. Is it too late for you to do it? The conclusion in the last episode was no, it's not too late. And last time I drew this analogy of thinking of your wealth creation journey like having a vehicle to get you from A to B. And the question is, how many wheels do you have? If you're doing all the four things that I mentioned to you, then you have four wheels. And that means you have a car. But if you are only doing three things of the four things that I'm mentioning, you are not driving a car, but riding around a tricycle. And it's no wonder that you are just so freaking slow. It's really no wonder. Or maybe you do have four wheels, but you are not optimized or not getting out the most of one of the wheels. And that means you're having a flat wheel or really a very tiny wheel while you are trying to drive around a Lamborghini, right? So the analogy is in effect that you need to think of these four areas to jumpstart your wealth creation journey as wheels on a car. And the better you maintain your wheels, the better your wheels are, the faster you are going to get through this journey. So get out your notebook and pen, because we are going to dig into the very final wheel that you need to maintain in order to start your personal wealth creation journey. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. So what are the three wheels that I spoke about last time in the last episode? It's debt management, income, job, or employment is the second wheel. And the third wheel would then be entrepreneurship and self-employment. And we looked at the different things that are needed to keep these wheels running and in a good shape. And I had asked you to do some homework and think over the weekend what two things are that you want to do in each of these wheels or areas to get that car moving. So I hope you were able to do that. And today we're going to dig into the fourth wheel, because only then we will have a car, right? A car needs four wheels. So without any further ado, let's get into the fourth wheel. Okay. So what is the fourth and final wheel of your wealth creation journey? The fourth wheel is investment, or quote unquote passive income. why did I say quote unquote passive income? Because I really believe that even though people say that it's passive income, when you're doing investment and you feel that you can leave your money with someone or in some kind of endeavor without ever having to think about it and without ever having to manage it, then you're making a big mistake. Of course you can do that, but chances are that things change and you do not realize that they have changed. And in the end, you are the one who is losing out because you are not making as much as it would be possible with you know, paying a little bit of attention. So what kind of investments am I talking about right now? I think the easiest sort of thing that people can think about is real estate. Let's say you have some kind of apartment or a portion of your house that you are able to rent out over Airbnb, or maybe you are even doing it in a more professional way and you're renting this stuff out. It's not a carefree thing to do that. You still, you know, have to pay attention, make sure that the property is sufficiently managed, that people love to live in that area, that no shady figures are, you know, in the neighborhood and sort of making making living in that area not very attractive. So there is a minimum level of management that goes into that. And of course, you can outsource that to property managers. But if you do that, you are paying them. And wouldn't it be good to know that when you're paying them, that you are paying them for a valuable amount of services and not just overpaying them, right? The same is true for stocks or ETF or other things. I mean, of course, you can just go out and buy something just because it's cool. But if you do not manage it, you will end up losing all your money. And of course, you can go to your bank or to some financial advisor and let that person do all the managing of your money and of your stocks and ETF and so on and so forth. But do you realize that when you hire someone from a bank or an institute, that they usually have their own favorite products that they will be investing into, and that might not be the best interest for you? You are actually not just paying them a fee to manage your money, but you're also, in most cases, losing out profit because you are not taking the effort to compare and to put in your mind and to find out whether, you know, every investment is in your best interest. Nobody has the same interest like you have when it comes to your money and to your wealth. So you better pay attention. And that's why I always say there is actually no such thing as passive income. Of course, you can do this all in a passive way and manner, but chances are that you are losing out big time if you dare to do so. So what I want you to do now is write out in your notebook what kind of investments you are already engaging with or doing, and where are you not managing it well enough. Make a note of that. And here I'm aware that this can be intimidating. This can be scary because there is a lot of information out there that is contradictory. As I said, with the example of the YouTube video, everyone just seems to have the right answer and you just don't seem to have enough information. But this is not rocket science, friends. And it would be very sad if you just kept this wheel flat just because you are not investing the time to get on top of it. And most of us are so intelligent in their expertise. You invested so much time to, you know, understand each and everything there is about authoring a book or cooking outstanding, amazing food, or, you know, being the best coach ever in a certain area. But why not invest the same kind of time to really put air into the four wheels that I just mentioned? Because otherwise, how are you going to get forward and move forward on your wealth creation journey? And as I said, it really also depends on the kind of dream you're having. But if you have a sort of a Lamborghini dream, why are you still riding around with tiny baby wheels? It's just beyond me. And those of you who are wondering why I'm coming up with the Lamborghini example, It's because I just love Lamborghinis, okay? So this is just a little fun fact about me. On my table the other day, I also went out with my daughter to the museum. And there were toys, and we have this thing where I tell her not to go overboard. We sort of want to limit the number of toys she gets for herself. And so we were in this shop, I mean, outside every museum, they just have this trap of toys for parents, right? For parents, it's a trap. And for children, they just love it. They're just in heaven. So we are in the shop and looking at different toys for her. And I'm going like, oh no, you don't need another stuffed animal. Like, they are just coming out of your closet all the time. You don't have any space anymore to put in one single stuffed animal. Your bed is full with puppies and sharks and stuff. You really don't need it anymore. So I am sort of arguing with her. And then my eye wanders around and I get stuck on one little toy car. It's a police car. And as a child, I wanted to be in the police. And it's the police car. It's actually a Lamborghini. And I really just simply love those cars. I've never driven one, but I just think they are so beautifully designed, and I really had to have it. So I bought a Lamborghini toy car, and I've kept it on top of my desk because I just love it. I just love to look at those cars. Okay, so I think I lost you guys somewhere along the line. What was I saying just before? Yeah, to get back on our topic, there are these four wheels. And as I was saying, I want you guys to not just make a note of all the four wheels and sort of things that you could do. What I want you to do to get your personal wealth creation journey forward is to think over the weekend of the ways you could make progress in each and every of those wheels. What are some small steps that you can take to get started in each area? And I totally get it. You might not go out and buy stocks tomorrow, but maybe you are able to read an article about it, or maybe you are able to listen to this podcast a little bit more and find out what it is all about. So this is what I really want to suggest, and I hope that you are able to start your wealth creation journey. It's never too late. Believe me, it's never too late to start, to begin. And there is no quick way to get to a pile of money. It's just the old-fashioned way. You do it one step at a time. Now, I know that this has been a slightly longer episode, but I really hope this helped you and blessed you. If you are confused right now, or a little bit scared to tiptoe into any of these areas, I want you to reach out to me, shoot me an email. The email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. Once again, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And when you reach out to me, I'm most happy to do a jumpstart wealth creation coaching session with you. And in that session, we will look at where you could start in your particular situation and address any uneasiness or confusion you have around any of these topics. And you will walk away at the end of the 30-minute coaching session with a step-by-step plan to jumpstart your own wealth creation journey. Now, I have a special offer going right now until the end of March. If you reach out to me before the end of March, the coaching session will cost $97 for you, and I'm looking forward to help you get started. It's a 30-minute coaching session where we will go through your particular situation and look at what exactly you could do to start your personal wealth creation journey. So I really look forward to hearing from you soon. It's support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com if you wish to do the jumpstart coaching session with me, reach out before the end of March 2024. Okay, so I really hope this episode blessed you, and I pray that there are a lot of things that you could learn and that you can implement all the insights very, very soon. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time, my friends. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.